Blog Talk Radio.
Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with psychic and author Neil Baker. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Oh, welcome to the show, everybody. Today we're going to be talking about karmic carryover. So we talk about karma a lot in the show, but we've been participating in some of the forums and groups on Facebook, which has been interesting because people have a lot of questions, and there are certainly a lot of answers that come from different sources to the questions that are asked in these forums. But someone last night was asking about a scar, and they have a scar, I guess, on their face, and whether it's related to past lives, how it connects to past life, if indeed it does. Not always does a scar mean that that scar is coming from a past life energy, but there are many instances when it does. So we're going to get into that conversation in just a moment, but first I'm going to let you know how to stay connected with all of us. You may follow us on Twitter. You can join us on Facebook. Our fan page is linked under our Blog Talk Radio account, and there's also a friend page. We would love for you to join us there. You can also follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio to stay connected and updated on our show schedule, which has been pretty consistent lately. Usually Mondays and Wednesdays we're on the air at 10 a.m. Pacific. That's 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And Neil's number, 562-596-7818. But scars. Of course, we can have scars that we're born with, and they don't necessarily come from a past life. Though, I mean, it would seem that if we're born with a marking, birthmark, a scar, there's going to be some connection to one of our previous walks on the planet, Neil.
Basically, yes. At least it's worthy of investigation in terms of being on a psychic level with the birthmark. Birthmarks, I suppose medically, birthmarks have something to do with the melatonin, the fact that something on the skin, you know, I don't know if there's any medically any severe, concise definition as to how we get a birthmark. You know, is it hereditary? Is it in the family? You know, what does it really mean? And biologically speaking, how does it occur? That's for the doctors to discuss. It does not, in our world, in the psychic energy world, we're not, that might be part of the process because the body is still connected to karma and the body still has some form of definition to the lineage of a human being's life in terms of the bloodline of that particular lifetime. And so those things may all apply. However, when we go deeper into the elements and we start to leave the medical field and we reach into territories that are far darker and more esoteric and abstract in nature, maybe some people would say more supernatural or maybe just more fanciful, fictitious, some people might say, we get into the elements of what brings us to this planet and under what conditions do we arrive on this planet. So if we've got a certain birthmark, it can be an indication of an old tribal form that might have been symbolized by some pattern of the tribe itself. Now, of course, it's going to be a little bit diluted, like when you take a pen and you make a marking on a page and the ink is wet and you put your thumbprint on it and then it kind of smears. Well, the element of looking at a birthmark in terms of determining where the birthmark came from, you also have to equate in that analysis that it could be smeared, it could be smudged, it could be pressed upon the skin. But certainly, I've looked at birthmarks and have seen dragons, I've seen four-leaf clovers, I've seen faces, I've seen all kinds of things, animal figures.
So you can actually open your third eye. It's a good way to practice a third eye exercise. And, you know, if you don't have a partner to look at, maybe if you have a marking on your body, you can start to see if that mark morphs. How interesting.
You can with the third eye. Now, with your naked eye, you know, you could look at a pattern anywhere in life and see things in it. Artists will do it intentionally. Sometimes you're looking at design, like on a marble floor, and all of a sudden you see a zebra's head in the design that's not meant to be anything more than the design of the marble, maybe some mar in it or something. We look at patterns all the time, and we can see hidden in those patterns forms that seem to take on some form of definition. Faces, animals, buildings. I mean, our brain is constructed in such a way that we have to organize abstraction into something much more concrete, so it's tend to be that way. However, sometimes, you know, what did they have, that cookie that had Christ in it or something we were looking
at? Well, I think there was a sandwich, a grilled sandwich, grilled cheese, and, I mean, there's numerous things like that on the internet. I'm not sure, how real those are.
You see Sister Mary in it, you see a dog, you see a cat,
Mother Mary.
You see Jesus, Mother Mary. Sometimes everybody can see it. It doesn't take much imagination to adjust your eyes to an image and you suddenly see something. Well, I mean, since I was a kid, I always looked at objects that way and saw things in them. In my bathroom floor, I see gazelles
in the bathroom floor, which I've been noticing.
Yeah,
completely.
It's more like that. There's a dog that's growling, but it's like the weave of the marble coloring. But that's not what I'm talking about. You know, I don't see a horsey and a pony and a ducky in the birthmark because it looks like the way the thing was
shaped. No, it's obviously.
But in fact,
it can be
a tattoo from a past life. Birthmarks, old tribal zones, especially in the Amazon and in some of the South Sea Islands, Tahiti and things like that. There's a lot of tattooing that goes on, and many cultures had tattooing. And the tattoo, usually, sometimes it was a designated a tribe. Even today in the gangs, it will have a tattoo to imply the name of the tribe or the name of their club or whatever. And so those energies still morph into the body, through the body, through time, because we don't have the same body as we did back then, but sometimes we carry karma over from past lives. So I'll never forget, you know, Papillon, who was secluded. He was sentenced to Devil's Island in the famous book. He was a famous human being, and they made a book about him, and ultimately a movie. Papillon had a tattoo of a butterfly. I think it was on his chest. The element of it. Of a tattoo can also be an individual thing, not necessarily a tribal thing, but we put our energies on our bodies basically to make a statement. It's a design that's important to us, or a name, or a figure, or a code. These things can carry over into succeeding lifetimes.
Succeeding.
From past lives.
C-U-C-C-E-D.
Especially if we come back with a renewed consciousness from that past life, whether it's renewed from karma or whether it's renewed because we just loved it, that life, and we're back and we're taking it on voluntarily, the energy from it. So those things become part of the process of what a birthmark is. What does it ultimately do or mean? Well, not much. It's decorative. I mean, a birthmark can ultimately have an effect upon a human being's life, you know, if it's positioned somewhere on the body where it's, you know, socially apparent, you can see it. Other times birthmarks are like, you know, on the back or on the torso. You're going to say something?
Well, I was going to ask about, you know, chakra energy, a disrupted chakra in a past life. That's something that I was telling the person querying in this thread. It could result from that kind of imbalance in a past life. It can also result from an injury.
An injury. It can be an injury. It can be a severed limb. It can be a burn mark from a past life, you know. It can be where a stab wound was. Yes, indeed, it can also be a chakra energy. The chakra energies do send out cosmic energy. They send out electromagnetic. They send out energy. And so the energy of that is like a signal. And sometimes the chakras in our body send out a signal, but they get splattered on the surface of the skin. Mm. They don't really leave the body itself. So if you're trying to express something from one of your chakra themes, and you can't really get it out of your body because it's sort of a trapped theme. It's like someone who has a very unhealthy issue going on, and they try to work through life, but they keep this unhealthy process going about a particular theme. When they're putting energy out, it doesn't really leave their etheric realm, and it sort of smashes against the surface of the skin as it's leaving the body. In terms of an energy, you know, when we say, oh, I'm going to put energy out, I'm going to put out negative energy towards someone or positive energy towards someone, or I'm going to actualize something, but in all actuality, you're not pushing anything out far enough. So it becomes a mark on the body, and that can disrupt as a chakra problem. So when I'm reading a person's body and I'm looking at things, I can more or less determine what is the content of a birthmark. Is it a past life tribal thing? Was there a past life accident? Is it a chakra disruption where you need to go into the chakra and adjust it or talk about what's wrong in that particular
thing? Like if it's related to a past life injury or a chakra, it can actually cause a disruption in their current incarnation, and it may have caused a disruption throughout their life. I mean, that's really interesting to me.
Yeah, and it's nothing more than a simple birthmark.
Huh.
You know, most doctors would say they're harmless, and they are. What can you say about it? I mean, unless you look at it and study it and you want to make sure that it doesn't morph into something cancerous or something. It's just there. Sometimes in tribes will see it as a mark, a superstition. It's either a good mark or a bad mark. Some tribes will immediately kill the baby if they have a certain birthmark on their torso or their body. They think it's a curse. Some people call it the devil's kiss. Some people call it the kiss of the angels. I mean, it doesn't matter. We're up for grabs. It's alien to the normal process of a body, so we as human beings want to put some kind of definition to it. And until Western medicine or conventional medicine came in and just signified what it was and left it at that, because it's about the formation of the skin, you know, some of these other deeper ideas still stay in our minds, and we carry it over into something much more cosmic and in definition than just biological. And so this one element alone, a birthmark, can be a signal, can be a porthole through which people like such as myself can read a person and get an energy field. So I can read a birthmark and actually do a whole reading on a person just by looking at a birthmark. It expands into languages that become validated by the person I'm giving the reading to, and it just goes from there, it grows from there. But yes, birthmarks, of course, can be very revealing, and for the most part, in my world of thinking, they are karmic. The content of a birthmark is karmic. Could be good, could be bad, but it's karmic. The journey is to decipher and decide, judge where, from what karma is it coming from, from what lifetime, from what past life, from what conflict. That would be the most significant thing about it in that area. Also, a birthmark has to be coupled with the environment that the person is born into, you know, their home, what's the situation with their home, what kind of conditions are going on with mom and dad, are they in a financial stability, or is there instability? Is there fighting going on? Alcoholism, drugs, sexual abuse, verbal abuse, physical abuse? Or is there, in fact, a really blissful, beautiful family? Is it beset by tragedy? Or is it just a blessed family that moves forward and there's really no issues in the childhood? All of these things are predetermined by karma. And what gets very complicated is that one human being's karma may not be the same as another human being's karma, even though they're born into the same family. So it gets a little bit convoluted, but suffice to say, most members in a family have had karmic connections. And usually those connections have been connected by a specific period in time and location. So in other words, a brother and a sister usually don't have karma from past lives that are vastly different. I mean, in time and space. Like, if one person had, you know, was born in Elizabethan times and the other one was born in the Renaissance or something, usually those energies they don't always connect. I mean, they connect more specifically to a location in time and space. However, and it sounds like a contradiction, oftentimes individuals in a given nucleus of family will come from very diverse times and places, even countries. And so it doesn't always apply that, you know, when you really work it out and you have to kind of keep both notions going on in
that
the brain.
That there's
going to
be shared karma and
diverse.
Singular karma.
Yeah.
As far as each individual person's journey.
You really have to code yourself into the element itself and read it spontaneously to get a clear definition as to where some of these karmic elements come from.
Okay, and Neil, we've got some callers, so I wanted to make sure that we get everybody that we need to take today in. So we're going to pause right here for a moment, if you don't mind, but helpful information for sure. Okay, let's bring on our first caller. We have a caller from 661, which is a Skype caller, I believe. And for some reason, it's not unmuting. Oh, there we go. Hello, who's this, please?
Hello, this is Sylvie.
Hi, Sylvie. Sylvie, I met in a group last night, and she was asking a question. So I know a little bit about your what you're going to be talking about, but Neil doesn't. Can we get your birth date, Sylvie, please?
Sure. It's November 6th, 1979.
11-6-79, and you're in Canada. What area there in Canada?
Yes, Toronto, Canada.
Toronto. Okay, well, welcome to the show, Sylvie.
Thank you.
And go ahead with your question.
Well, it's a bit of a loaded question, but I feel like right now I'm struggling very much with finances, and it seems to be something that comes back over and over again, no matter how much effort I put into looking at different ways to sort of make some money. And I just don't know if it's something that I'm blocking energetically, if it's a karmic thing, or what else I could be looking at right now to sort of fix that. I'm involved in many different things. There's two sides of me. There's this health and wellness side, and there's also the performing arts side, and I just feel like I have so much to offer. I don't see why I should be struggling financially, but I am. So that's it.
Well, let's see. 18, 25, 34, you're 34-7. And you're 34-7, so that means that, and you are 35 years old.
Right.
So that means, Sylvie, that you had a changeover last year. There's been a change, and you're going through a spiritual challenge.
Okay.
So you had a spiritual change. You had a change last year. Did you make any dramatic change at the age of 34, at the tail end of 34, with career, with moves, with any idea form, anything drastic or dramatic in the change of your life about a year ago?
I don't know if it coincides exactly with a year ago, but I did move to the big city from a small town where I was recovering from a really serious illness. So that was about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Okay.
That's in the time frame. So you had a serious illness, and now was this illness, did it cause you to be tired? Were you in bed a lot?
Definitely.
Did the doctors have some working theory about what it was, and did it attack anything regarding your immune system?
Yes, they had their own theories, for sure. There's a genetic component. I can tell you what it is if you need to know. But,
but let me just move forward. Was there an altering of anything that could have designated cancer or anything life-threatening? Did it?
Yes, it was cancer, in fact.
Oh, okay. So you see, because the energy, the cancer, now that I'm picking up, the energy of this, Sylvie, is that you're born in November. So November carries with it a huge energy field of karma that you come into this world with that you're still carrying. Now, probably at that time in a past life, around the age of 34, you probably died.
Okay.
So what happened was you died then, and then you carry the energy, and the karma is still working because you didn't die and transcend. You died and came back. So the energy of that past lives now interconnects with your life in this lifetime. And now when you reach the age of 34, carrying all this karma with you, you don't die this time because this is the second part of the journey, still holding the first part. But now you're continuing to move past the death, so to speak, because that was a chapter you have to go through. You don't die this time, and you move forward. Why? Well, you're born in 79. You move forward to promote spirituality and transcendence.
Okay.
So that's what you're here to promote. And if you notice, Sylvie, you have an 11 in your month. Now, in numerology, that's a 2. And if you notice again, you're born in 79. The distance between 7 and 9 is 2. So the 2 reappears, but now it's hidden, so to speak, between a 7 and a 9. That's spirituality and high transcendence. So you're here, you were given a reprieve, you were given an ability to live past a death motion in order to promote your spirituality and your eternity. And the 2 signifies a rebirth in the process because it's second chakra. So you're
going
in the process. You have 6 as your fire number, which activates the third eye, which means that you're involved in the third eye, 1 and 1 in your month or body. So you're going to be involved in a body form, things to do with the body, the well-being of the body, the balance of the body, the life flow of the body, which involves like things like yoga and things like that, balance, life coaching, you know, the movements of the body that gets into all kinds of things of the motion of the body, which you're probably involved in.
So you hit the nail right on the head. I'm doing all of those things.
Well, you see, Sylvie, because we're now defining how a lot of those things that you did prior, probably to the age of 34, in your early life, and then there was this stop of cancer, and then there's this movement forward, and now you're trying to regroup and probably try to be a leader in the field of body consciousness, spirit consciousness, soul consciousness, mind consciousness. So you're going to get into those realms, But what you're doing essentially in this rebirth, so to speak, with similar themes, is that you're regrouping in a higher way. And while you're doing that, you're kind of in an initiation rite. So that means that you've got to promote the idea of eight, which is money. Mm. Now, eight, which is money, is broken up by 116. So in my estimation, and it's also the missing number between 7 and 9. So take apart that there's a difference of 2 between 7 and 9, visualize that there's a missing 8 in there in perfect sequence, which is going to be triangular, a pyramid, that kind of thing. It forms this energy field. Just as you have that, you also have a 116, which is essentially, you're a lot involved in probably themes of balance. The word balance would be very important to you because...
Yeah.
Because there's the energy of balance would be the accumulation of 1 and 1, which is 2, moving over to your 6. Now 2 from 6 is 4, and there's your balance chakra. So you're going to be involved in balance. And I don't have time to go into this because we're kind of conversing here and just sharing thoughts. But there's a way to activate a rebirth in finances in connection to your spirituality.
Any quick suggestion for Sylvie before we move on to the next caller?
Well, it might take a dialogue, more further dialogue. That's possible. You're probably on the right track, but I'd have to, for me to responsibly give you a correct answer, I'd have to read more into your life and to your condition, see what's going on, where some of the attacks are, there from within you, from without you. Is there a karma?
Okay.
Well, it just gets a little bit more complicated from here.
But the suggestion is that she stays on a path of being a healer and being in the modality that she's working in right now.
Yeah, is that what she's? Yeah.
Well, yeah, I believe so. Based on the post.
That's
that
exactly
I read.
It. Yes.
But you said there was a conflict too between artistic versus the healing work as well.
Yeah, there's a conflict in there. I'm just reading you now cold, Sylvie. So I don't, and so I'm just getting this information's coming to me as we're speaking. So
right.
But that's the beginning of the story. Certainly not the end.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Sylvie, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it.
That's been very helpful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. We're, dropping some callers here. So everybody, please be patient because we try to get to all our callers. If you're not first in line, if we take some time with another person, we will get to you. So, all right. The next caller is from area code 509. Good morning, 509.
Hi, this is Erica. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, hi, Erica. Erica,
hi.
From Washington?
Yes, correct.
And your birth date, Erica?
12-4-93.
12-4-93. So Erica is the criminal justice major, and she's transferring schools. You had a private conversation with her, Neil, so I'm just trying to refresh your memory on who she is.
Go ahead. So my
question.
So I start the university in, early April, but I move in late March. And now I have to choose, the hall. And I had already chosen one, but apparently that's a singles, and I didn't know that. So I have to, change it. That way I can actually get a roommate. And I was wondering if Neil can give me insight on which one to choose and is, best for me. I have the 8 options if he wants me to read the names.
Well, you could real fast. The thing about it, Erica, is I could probably give you a quick vibe on what I feel is the best of the 8, but when you really get to the portion of studying each option, you have to decide, I could pull out something, at this one you meet a guy, at this one you don't, at this one you break your leg, at this one you win a prize. Everything has its own karmic connection, I can get an initial response and just tell you what I feel has a general feeling of high intensity for you. I can do it that way. If you want to re-off me really quickly.
Uh-huh. Okay, so Brewster, Dressler, Dryden, Anderson, Morrison, Pierce, Simoncut, and Streeler.
Well, I shouldn't have opened up my mouth because this is more complicated than I thought. I think, of the vibration that I was getting when you were going through it, I felt good about Anderson. What do you think of Anderson? Your own take on Anderson.
Soccer. Okay, so I had first chosen Dryden, but after they told me no roommate there, then I was like, okay, then I'm just going to go for Anderson. That was my my second pick. So.
Okay, so they said no room there, so that's eliminated. So we have now seven left, and of the seven that we have left, I pick up on the vibe of the one that you chose next. So I'm either picking up and reading your vibration for what you chose next, as opposed to, or maybe including that's going to be the best choice as well. So at least I've got a vibe that you chose, and if we're lucky, we have a vibe that we both agree are going to think is going to be the best thing. I could pick up, I'm psychic, so I could pick up on the fact that I got the one you chose next. So that could be just me being psychic. Now, how insightful psychicness would be determined by, is there something, probably there's something there that has a destiny to it. So I would say to Anderson first before you do anything else. And if Anderson sticks, then go to Anderson. If it doesn't, then you were meant to examine Anderson in order to get to the next square. You can't go wrong either way.
Okay, sounds good then. Well, thank you for your time today.
Okay, thanks, Erica. Good luck.
Bye.
No.
Have a good day.
Bye. Okay, Neil, we've got a call from area code 203, then 306. Those are our next two. People are coming in and out. So, again, be patient, callers. We have to give everybody.
I don't do well at in and out. You know, there's a lot of sandwiches there. So I don't
well, you're not a meat eater.
Meant the in and out of the phone calls.
Yeah.
I
goofball. Ha ha. All right, 203. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat.
Oh, Pat. Hi. You called on the last show, and we weren't able to get you on. What's your birthday, Pat?
7-12-53.
Pat. Okay. What's the update?
Okay, I'm asking the same question. When am I going to get out of here? And I feel like I'm in danger, more danger. I am going
at
off
the guy's house that you were in caretaking.
Yes, I'm thinking of offering. I mentioned this man before, a psychiatrist, to offer to be sort of a companion for him. He's got a big house, lost his wife, and I don't know how he'll take to that, but I think it would be a great relationship. Other than that, do you see me getting out soon? I'm starting to have really bad, really disturbing dreams, and my health is getting worse. And this guy's drinking a lot. I don't know how much there is that I don't know about him, but I'm feeling like I'm not protected the way I was before. My dog got attacked. I almost got hit by a truck. And I think those are just signs to get out.
Well, it doesn't sound good, does it? You getting out is contingent on you getting a job somewhere else?
It is. However, my art teacher offered me to stay at her apartment, which, you know, I might have to. And then I was thinking, why not offer this man to be, you know, if he could give me a place in his home that I could help him out. I just think it would be a great relationship, but this is going to come out of the blue to him.
Pat, how proactive are you being how much room do you have to work with in terms of asking this man if he needs a caretaker?
How much room do I have? I don't understand. I put a call in today. I'm waiting for him to call back.
That's what I mean. Where does he know you from? How much
Yes.
Influence?
I've known him for years. My father was a doctor, and they worked together, being on call for each other. I saw him as a patient for years. We've always admired each other. I reached out a month or so ago asking if he knew of anyone. He did meet someone himself, but that had passed. So I just said, would you keep an eye open with your patients, because you know so many people, if anyone needs anyone. So we had a visit, and I want to follow up again. I've connected with an agency. Nothing is coming through. My body's just trying to have a hard time.
Well, you know, you're 61 years old, and you've talked to this man. What is stopping him from? You've already offered to be. To move in and help him. Did he give you any initial response about his attitude about that?
Well, his situation was that he had found someone. I was calling him too late, and that situation's only a few days a week. I would be offering something different. Since he lost his wife in our meeting, he said, "I don't know what I'm going to do with this house," and it made me think, well, if you had someone in, helping caretake him and the house, maybe he'd be interested in that and keep the house.
Well, the person that he hired for a few days a week, is that person still employed?
I don't know.
Well, that could be a conflict, because if he's got her, then unless she's removed.
I'm sorry, it's broken up. You are going. I'm just wondering if you see me getting out of here in the. Oh, I can't hear you. It's just breaking up completely. Maybe I could go to the archives, but I can't hear you.
We'll move on to that, because you're just problematic. Call back maybe next show. Listen, Pat, it's a little bit more complicated than you just reaching for a quick answer on a radio show. There's something obviously keeping you there, and I'd have to examine that a little bit more diligently than just a quick read to really look at the problem, because, it seems to me that, you're talking about being stuck there and things are going wrong and energy's getting worse. Well, that's not good. Not good. And, all I can do for you is ask, angels to help the doctor make a decision really quick.
Well,
you
thank you.
There. I think it would be a better situation for you. Let me finish. As far as going in there, it might require a deeper reading than what I can do on the radio, because I don't know. I could say things, but if I'm not looking deeply at this accurately, what I'm going to say to you won't be accurate.
Okay.
But I do feel, Pat, that essentially we got to get you out of there. This does not feel like a good situation. And I think that there's a way to do that, but I just need more time to approach it.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I heard the last bit, and I'll go to the archive. Thank you both. God bless.
Okay. Well, yeah, good job with the dog, Neil.
Yeah.
It was pretty
Oh, I love dogs.
I know,
but
you do.
But,
you know,
you're an animal
lover.
They can be brat.
We both
too.
Are animal lovers.
Oh, yeah. A big animal lover. But
they can be brats.
They can be brats.
Actually, I encountered some really bratty cats this past week.
Oh,
I
yeah,
love
we
cats.
Did.
They were sweet but brats.
Yeah.
They can. They the animals have a dual nature.
Yeah, we.
The duality of the planet has affected our animal
friends.
Well, they
were right down the street from us. We were, and so we encountered two little bratty cats that. Not too far from where we live, and they were down the street, but they seemed to like to terrorize the neighborhood.
Okay. 360. Good morning.
Hi, this is Lori calling from Washington State.
Oh, hey, Lori. Hi, how are you?
I'm having some car problems, and I'm wondering if you can see anything around that, like if it's going to be...
Sorry, let's look at your list again, okay?
My birthday?
Yeah.
10-14-59.
All righty. 6-16.
30.
Yeah, she's a 30 equals 3.
Yeah, you got car problems because this is coming from a... Your car problems now are actually more than just surface car problems. You go to a car dealership or you go to a car mechanic and they fix your problem, they don't fix it, whatever it is. But we're not wise enough to really, and it might sound silly to some people, but, and not everything is attached to this premise, but for a lot of times when I get around cars, I get around past lives. And when I get around past lives, I have to start examining energy because a car is really a relationship to transportation, it's a horse. It's got a lot of karma going on in it. And people, God forsakes, they die in cars. Cars and traffic.
God forsakes.
God forbid. God forbid.
It's a new phrase.
Way of rephrasing it.
Yes.
Any alcohol problems in your past? Any drug problems? Any darkness in your family growing up? I don't recall. Have I ever asked you that, Lori?
Yeah, in the past.
Yeah, and you say it with the most heavy tone of voice. Well, you know, that is a sign for me as to why you're having a car problem, believe it or not. And that's not something a mechanic's going to talk about because it would be crazy. And I admit, it sounds absolutely crazy to connect the two together. But when you get into the world of psychic phenomena, not crazy. You have to first buy a ticket there and then sit down and listen to the dialogue. And if you don't believe in it, you don't believe in it. Stay out of the auditorium. But if you do, this is where it's coming from. And
mm-hmm.
In my estimation, you've been carrying a problem throughout your life, Lori, that in my estimation, when I encounter people like you, my DNA, my hard wire wants to help. I immediately want to help because I'm looking at a soul that's had a troubled, challenging life. Not everything's been going completely right. There's always some kind of problem. Not fulfillment is far from happening. And so I want to get in there and want to help. That's how I feel about you. I think there's a lot of potential in your energy between 5 and 9. Your master number is 3, so there's a lot of good stuff going on in there. But I can see that karmically we got a lot of things that still have to be worked out, even at your age. Even at your age. What can I tell you about this car? Well, first of all, it's easier said than done. You got to get rid of it. Now, that's easier said than done because it's probably a catch-22, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just get rid of the car and buy a new one?
Financially, I'm going to have a little hard. I'm going to have a hard time.
Yeah, that's what I've told you. It's going to be a catch-22. You won't
right.
be able to do that. So now we have to hold on to a car that's got karma in it. That's going to be problematic. That's not you can't rest assured on, and you're going to have problems with. And is what your employment contingent on the car? Given that you still work.
No, I'm not working. I'm living on disability, Social Security, and then I kind of live kind of rural too. So it's like I really need transportation.
Well, that's what I mean. your employment of life, you need to use that car in order to keep yourself employed, and the employment being that you need to get, you need that car.
Right.
You need that car for whatever reasons, but it has to do with monetary value, whether you have to go on chores or whatever it is. You can't
yep.
be housebound. So is
right.
that correct?
Uh-huh. Correct.
Now it becomes more problematic and convoluted because you're on disability, and I've got that zone going on. I don't know. The only thing I can really do for you, and it's really kind of not the most responsible thing, is, again, on the energy of the show, put out an angelic rebirth in the car. Get something moving. Has the car ever had a suffering radio? Did it ever have a radio that went on and off, a problem in the radio?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'm going to do, the best thing I can do for you in these little short readings for this radio show is ask that car find a way to get a second wind, to get a second breath, and that you just go through the motions and it will resolve itself for you. That's about all I can do right now, and let the angels take it from there, unless you want to do something deeper on a more personal level with me, or call in next show and tell me how things are going when we have a little bit more time.
Did you have a website? Or?
Lori, I often state on the show, yes, there's a website,
oh,
which is
okay.
linked under the Blog Talk Radio account, but the problem
okay.
with the website is it's not kept updated. I don't think it's been updated in, like, you know, six
oh.
years. Because
well,
Neil does not
use
the internet. So if you want to inquire about readings, it's done via the phone, which the number is 562-596-7818. And it's also on the Facebook site, which I know that you joined
oh.
us there.
Yeah.
And it's also on our Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome to touch that way.
Thank you so
okay.
much.
Thank you, Lori. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Neil doesn't use the internet, so I'm always the person that you're going to get in touch with. And if you're inquiring about a reading, I'm just going to send you back to his phone number. You know, I can answer basic questions like, you know, about psychic information, things like that. But as far as personal readings are concerned, that those are all directed towards a phone call with Neil. All right, and we've got 470, and this, I believe, is Catherine. Is this Catherine?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Good. Thanks, Catherine. And it's Catherine with a K, and she's 41870, born on the 18th, a powerful date to be born, but she's also a 30 equals 3, like our last caller. All right, Catherine.
I call in about my... Huh?
What's going on, Catherine?
Well, a lot of little things going on. My son, he's in jail. I will know he's coming home this week.
Oh, boy. Well, he's coming home this week.
Now, I want to know, is he?
Oh, is he coming home?
Is he coming home?
I didn't hear
is he coming home this week? He's in jail. He's in jail. Was he picked up? What was he? Was he picked up on any drinking charges or driving or what? What's his story?
No, just fighting with his brother.
Ugh.
Fighting with his brother. Were they drinking?
No, no.
No. Is there any drinking in the family? In the history of the family?
No.
No? Why were
no,
they fighting?
Sir.
Why were they fighting?
Oh, they was on Facebook, about something about the Facebook. I don't know.
What do you have? It sounds like you have, you know, two brothers fighting and one goes to jail?
Yeah.
Is that it? And you're telling
yes,
me correct? Well, that's
yes.
crazy. That's crazy. I mean, that, you know, they got anger issues. Is the father, was the father of the... Of the boys absent? Was there a divorce?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did the father have any kind of violent tendencies or?
No.
No? Well, I don't
no.
know. The boys are, you know, I know I'm kind of getting under the covers here and looking for deeper connections, but is he going to come home? You know, has he been in there 9 days or less?
Less.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Dad.
He won't.
Yes. The answer is yes.
He won't be in there for more than 9 days. Was there an
oh,
assault
okay.
with a weapon? Did he hit him with something or do something?
Oh, he hit him and he got a little scratch on him. Had a little scratch on him.
He won't be in there for more than 9 days, so he'll probably come home this week. But that's not the answer to your problems, if he's coming home or not. That could be the answer to more problems. You know, you want him home, but there's a problem. He needs a really strong guidance. Is he under the age of 30?
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, about 20. Yeah, about to be 20.
He's under the age of 30. He's 20. He's wild. He's just wild. He needs a job, and he needs to focus on other things. But he's got talent. That's the thing. Talented guy.
Yeah. Mhm.
Well, you're saying yeah. Well, you're
the
mother.
Yeah,
you're right. But he is talented. Does he have any musical abilities? Writing, music, artistic.
Basketball, sports.
Oh, basketball.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, basketball, you know, I mean, how good is he? He's getting old. I mean, does he have a scholarship? Does he go to school?
He was going to school before he went in there, yeah.
Well, he needs guidance. He needs guidance. Does he have a job?
No. No, he doesn't.
You got problems.
He was looking for one, though.
Well, okay. Looking is not the same as looking, okay, but he needs guidance. He needs a firm guidance, and he needs something more than just, you know, liking basketball and looking for a job and fighting with his brother and going to jail. We need more than that. And this guy needs a very firm guidance counselor, because I'm afraid that he's talented and he needs to direct his talent. And he's not doing anything to, you know, looking for a job. He doesn't go to school. He doesn't have a job. Catherine, you got more problems than a 5-minute radio show where I'm going to go, oh, yeah, I see the light. Oh, what blessings. He'll be fine. No, we got some problems here, and some things have to be addressed. But that's the beginning of looking at this in a way that's going to lead to something good.
We have a couple more minutes because she's our last caller. We've got probably about 4 more minutes to talk to her. Do you want to spend a little bit more time, see if you can make any headway?
Where did he work, Catherine?
No, he never had a job.
Never.
Oh,
wait,
terrific.
Do we have an age? Did I not miss his age or something?
What's his birthday?
It's
October 29th.
And what year?
He's 19. Yeah.
It would be,
95.
95, because he's going to turn 20.
Yeah.
3, 6, 9.
Well,
22.
He's got, well, this is a problem. You got a problem.
Well, we've established that.
Yeah. I mean,
sorry.
I mean, I thought maybe I got his birth date. I could maybe figure something out that might hit to the chase, but no, it presents a bigger problem.
Why? Can you talk about the
birthday
a little bit, Neil?
He's born on the 29th, which is an 11.
And
he's got
a
0
in his
1 in his 10.
Yeah.
And he's not out of karma yet until the age of 36. He's got a ways to go. He's got a 9 in there, which that's
two
his
nines.
Master number.
And 2 9s in his energy. I mean, the 9 in his fire number and the 9 in the year. So it gets better. Like, it gets better, but right now he's in that karmic zone.
I think, Catherine, that if he has proper guidance, he's going to do fine. He needs guidance. Is he coming home to live with you?
Yes.
Is he violent with you? Is he violent with you, Catherine?
Sometimes.
Oh, boy.
Sometimes you want to fight.
Oh.
Well, you know, what kind of job is he looking for?
Anything. He don't care what it is. He just want a job.
Okay, here's what I'll do, Catherine. That's at least something for me to work with. I'm going to ask Angels that as soon as he gets out of jail, which is another mark against him, that he's going to get a job. I do see some kind of, you know, but that's not, sometimes a guy can get a job and still be a wild card. But I
mm-hmm.
some kind of I see some kind of shipping, stocking, not stalking, stocking, shipping, freight, deliveries. I see something along that line right now. Are you in an area where he could get a job in the shipping department?
Like Home Depot?
Huh?
Home Depot is hiring.
Yeah, like they
hiring.
Okay, have him go there. That's a start.
Okay.
Start, because I think, he's 19, he likes basketball, but he's, forget it. I don't mean forget it, but was he going to win a scholarship to a college? You know, unless he goes and he's recruited or something, a scout sees him, I don't know. Let's concentrate on first things first. Home Depot. And getting him a job there. Have him go there as soon as he comes home.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
All right. Well, hopefully that was a start to a way out of this situation for your son. Let us know.
Okay.
Okay. 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number. And, Neil, we are out of callers and running out of time here. So anything you wanted to say to wrap up?
No, we can wrap up a little bit earlier today.
All right.
Hope some of the calls we had today, that some good things happen with them. Call back and let us know how things
please,
work out.
Yes, please. Keep in touch, callers. Okay. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. And we are back on the air on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hope to hear from some of you and have you listening on Wednesday. Thanks. Bye-bye.